Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz. This is Redmond's twice-weekly newsletter and podcast about all of the amazing things happening right here in Redmond for the next 7 days. Let's start with a quick heads up from the Redmond Police Department. If you park at trailheads, apartment lots, gyms, shopping centers around Redmond, basically, if you park your car in and around Redmond, let's just leave it at that. Redmond police say that they've seen a recent spike in vehicle prowls, and they're asking people to stop leaving backpacks, laptops, chargers, purses, and other stuff visible inside parked cars. Apparently, a lot of these break-ins are happening fast, sometimes in broad daylight, and mostly when thieves can immediately spot something worth grabbing. Nothing groundbreaking here, but it's probably worth doing the annoying extra step of tossing things in the trunk before you head inside somewhere. And as always, if you're one of these morons who steal stuff, knock it off.
If you've got friends, neighbors, parents, or coworkers trying to improve their English skills, the Redmond Library is doing free English language classes every Wednesday from 5 to 6 through June 10th. These are drop-in classes taught by an experienced instructor, so people don't need to register ahead of time or commit to the whole series. They'll cover reading, writing, grammar, and conversation practice, and it's all happening at the Redmond Library meeting room. Space is limited, though, so showing up a little early probably isn't a bad idea if someone plans to go regularly.
The Redmond Senior and Community Center is hosting a disco dodgeball tournament this Friday from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Teams of 6 to 10 people can sign up to compete under disco lights while music blasts in the background. They're doing round-robin games, playoff brackets, snacks, photo booths, and even a best-dressed award for people who fully commit to the ridiculousness. You understand? Fully commit to the ridiculousness.
Show up looking like John Travolta, huh?
You don't need to actually be good at dodgeball either. This feels way more about showing up with friends and laughing at each other than actually, you know, trying to go pro in the dodgeball circuit or the disco circuit.
If you bike to work, bike for fun, or just want free coffee before work, East Rail Partners is doing a Bike Everywhere Day Stop Wednesday morning from 7 to 10 at Ferriton Spur Park. They'll have coffee, treats, swag, and City of Kirkland staff hanging out along the trail, talking with commuters and riders heading through the area. It's one of those quick stop and community things that's easy to miss unless somebody, like me, tells you about it ahead of time. If your morning route already runs near the East Rail, this is probably worth building an extra 5 minutes into your commute for.
It's Tuesday, and you know what that means. Every Tuesday, you've got a decision to make. You can grab some boring lunch, or you can head on over to La Tia Angelina for their legendary Taco Tuesday deal. We're talking $1.50 tacos made with recipes that Brian's mom, Angelina, brought over from Jalisco, Mexico. She still makes the salsas and sauces by hand to this day. Now, this isn't some chain restaurant trying to do Mexican food. Brian and Amelia have been running this food truck for over 5 years now, and their oldest son jumps in to help when things get busy. 3 generations in every bite. You're going to find them parked behind the bus stop near the QFC in Bellevue, right next to the Tiki Masala restaurant. They offer student discounts, too, if you're at Bellevue College. These folks care about their community, and it shows in every single taco they make. And that was brought to you by La Tia Angelina.
Here's a weirdly wholesome thing happening Sunday afternoon at Uncle's Games in Redmond Town Center. They're hosting their monthly puzzle swap from 1:30 to 5:30. And Dan, I gotta say, once you do a puzzle a few times, you're ready to swap it out, and those things can get expensive. People bring completed puzzles and trade them for different ones from the community collection. So instead of buying a brand new puzzle every time somebody in your house gets obsessed with one for 2 days straight, you can just keep rotating through new puzzles basically for free. It's low-key, super casual, and honestly sounds like the kind of thing puzzle people get very excited about once they discover it exists.
And I'm assuming if you are a puzzle person, you know you're a puzzle person?
You will know for sure.
If your dog hears the words barbecue and immediately loses their mind, this one is probably for them. Aloft Seattle Redmond is hosting Pre-Pupcella Bones Brew and Barbecue on Saturday, May 16th from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Backyard and WXYZ Bar. And they're doing free barbecue snacks for both humans and dogs, plus live music, drinks, and adoptable pups from Motley Zoo Animal Rescue. Beer, wine, and cocktails will be available for purchase, and apparently this is basically the kickoff event for the bigger Pupcella Festival happening Sunday at the Redmond Town Center. Just keep your dog leashed, vaccinated, and reasonably chill around other dogs.
There's a free art exhibit running through May 30th at Together Center in Redmond called Recycled Dreams, and the whole thing is built around artwork made from reused and discarded materials. Local artists took old, broken, forgotten stuff and turned it into sculptures, mixed media pieces, and installations that actually look pretty cool from the previews they've posted. The exhibit focuses on sustainability without feeling preachy about it. Good option if you want something quiet and different for an hour without spending money.
It is time for the Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history, trivia, or tidbit about life in and or around Redmond. Jennifer, I have your question. Are you prepared?
I am ready.
The Redmond Saturday Market, you know, the oldest farmer's market on the east side, was founded in 1976. How much did they pay to lease the land for their first location? And your choices are A, $100 a month, B, $1 a year, C, they got it for free, D, 2 bushels of zucchini. And your time starts now.
Oh boy, you know, okay, so 1976. Saturday market, I think that a reasonable price is A, $100 a month. Even back then, I don't think it was that much money.
Is that your final?
Yes, that is my final answer.
Oh, Jennifer, we were looking for B, $1 a year.
What?
Master gardener Georgia Erskine founded the market in 1976 by recruiting friends and forming a board of directors. They leased vacant land downtown Redmond, just north of the old post office, for $1 a year. Since then, the market has moved 4 different times and now has over 70 vendors. It's been running for 50 years and is still volunteer-led. I heard that it's still $1 a year. You go over and try to get yourself a table for $1 a year.
Not going to happen.
Word is Redmond rumor mill.
So here's the latest thing floating around Redmond restaurant circles. Word is, a Korean barbecue spot with individual tabletop grills is looking at space somewhere near Redmond Town Center. Apparently, there's already a Bellevue location doing pretty well, and people are saying the company has been scouting the east side for another spot sometime in late 2026.
Wait, so you're saying this is one of these Korean barbecue places, like with individual grill tops?
That is exactly what I'm saying.
I want this to happen. These are amazing.
Well, you might get your wish. We don't know if this is actually signed, approved, or even close to happening yet. Could just be early discussions. Could disappear tomorrow, but honestly, tabletop Korean barbecue in Redmond feels like one of those things people would absolutely show up for. The question is, where would they even put it? If you've got a guess or have heard something, head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond and drop it in the Redmond Rumor Mill Guesses post.
That's it for this episode. We want you to head on over to facebook.com/bestofredmond, find the post called Your Picks, and drop your vote in the comments for this question. We want to know who you think is the best family dentist in Redmond.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love the companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com. We'll see you in the next one.
Or maybe before then, walking around Redmond.